Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Travel is one of life's great rewards, and there's always something new to see and experience when you travel the world like I do. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Join me as we get better acquainted with the world each week on Travel with Rick Steves. Together, we'll explore fascinating sights, discover amazing food, and make new friends from near and far. Your radio is the only passport you'll need. Join us for Travel with Rick Steves, Saturday afternoons at 1 on KSJE.
Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in town. Lewis is joining us remotely this morning, and let's see if we can see him and hear him. There he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to see you.
Happy Eclipse Day.
It is Eclipse Day, I know. You think we're going to see it, or we have too many clouds? It's pretty cloudy out there right now.
Well, it's not a. We're not going to see the totality from here anyway, right?
So no, we'd see maybe 64% or so. About if we can see it. We'll see about 64%, but we shall see. Anyway, what else is going on, technology wise?
So Taiwan. Okay, nobody's probably heard of this company, TSMC. They're a Taiwanese chip manufacturing company, but they're actually one of the largest semiconductor manufacturing companies in the world. They just got $6.6 billion from the U.S. It's part of President Biden's incentive package to get, to boost technology in the U.S. $6.6 billion from the U.S. government to ramp up chip production and build a factory in Arizona, I believe in Phoenix. So this is kind of big news across the board. We're, basically giving money to a Taiwanese company to build a chip factory here.
Right.
So, something interesting going on. I don't know how that's going to affect the economy. We're a little far from Phoenix here, but not too far. But at least for the Southwest, it's good news, I would assume.
True. And this is all part of the idea about, having more chips available, I guess. We remember kind of supply chain issues and the chip shortage impacted everything from, car manufacturers to almost everything, because everything that we seem to use these days has a chip in it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely about making sure that we don't have any more supply chain problems in crisis times like we did before. And again, it incentivizes doing this stuff in the U.S., hint, hint, hint. So not only is that an economic booster to the U.S., but also, make sure that the supply chain stuff is happening here. So that, again, in the event of some kind of crisis, we're not depending on these things, being shipped out of foreign countries, right?
All right. Interesting. I'm noticing here a website, TNW, talking about a new AI tool for Spotify. Right now it's only being launched in the United Kingdom and Australia, but an AI tool that will create a playlist for any setting or feeling that you ask it for. So how about that?
Yeah, I, more with AI.
It's
interesting that this kind of stuff is going on. My son was just I have two sons that are very talented, accomplished musicians. One of my sons was just explaining to me this morning how he found a website where you can have an AI generate a song, and it frightened him that the AI could generate, he said, a pretty high quality song in just 5 minutes, when it takes him a long time of creative work to be able to do the same thing. So AI is doing stuff. We can't be surprised to see stuff like that.
Right.
Elon Musk is in the news as usual again.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't, but okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Little segue there. Tesla, for a long time, they've been promising this low cost car. He wanted to do like Henry Ford and generate a low cost electric car for the masses.
Right.
Well,
I thought the Model 3 was supposed to be that, but
that's, yeah. Well, they've now announced that they're not going to do that.
Oh, all right.
too much competition from other, China EV makers and stuff like that. And so they've kind of tried to quietly abandon that. But of course, it's being reported in Bloomberg and Reuters and other places. But that's not going to happen. So we'll have to see going forward where we're going to get low-cost electric cars from. Probably not from Tesla.
Interesting. Well, I mean, they do have a lot of features that makes it maybe hard to lower the price on their types of cars, right, for what people expect, I suppose. I would think that some of these other manufacturers, though, even the big three, will maybe be able to make a product that's a little bit cheaper. I know there's been concerns about maybe Chinese electric cars coming into the market and maybe being priced cheaper than domestic or other types models that we're more familiar with. Who knows?
Yeah, and the big three have, but it's been kind of faltering. You had the Chevy Spark, and now
right.
Chevy saying they may not be continuing to do that, and then Ford had a lot of aspirations with their truck and stuff, and now Ford's kind of faltering. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I think you're right. I think eventually we'll see that, but I think we still got to get that market's got to mature some more.
True.
More news about Elon Musk.
He's
been in a spat with this judge in Brazil, right?
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, this judge in Brazil, Alexandre de Moraes, ordered the blocking of certain X accounts, formerly Twitter. These accounts should be blocked. We don't know whose accounts they are. But Elon Musk has come back firing on all cylinders. He basically said, no, we're not going to block these. We're going to unblock them. And he called for this judge to resign. So, again, Elon Musk is, really kind of staked out his ground in terms of his belief in free speech and not censoring anyone. And I guess he's using this as a place to take a stand, picking a fight with Brazil.
Yeah.
Or at least with this judge in Brazil.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of one of the interesting things going on as well today.
Right, right. Very true. Interesting. Well, let me bounce back to AI for just a moment. I think I had an article here that I was going to mention to you, but then I closed my computer. But here it is, from something called thewealthynickel.com. Mm-hmm. 10 jobs, I won't go into all 10, but jobs that will disappear slowly over the next decade because of technology, I would assume. One of them at the top of the list are telemarketers. I know many people that would be sad to see them go, but telemarketers may be going away or maybe replaced by robots or something else.
Robocalls.
Yeah. Data entry clerks. That job may be slowly going away. Bookkeepers, they're saying. Receptionists, perhaps. Proofreaders, maybe. And bank tellers. And I guess I could see all that. There's kind of signs that that's already happening in some places with ATMs that can do automatic deposits and things like that, right?
Yeah, and I think, and you have a lot of banks now that charge you if you actually want to talk to individual person.
Right.
We see this in, talking about telemarketing, but when we call in for support, we've seen how hard it is to actually get a person, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The companies are trying to reduce their support costs, and I know from the other side of it, from working as a CIO or IT director in a big company, the amazing pressure that's on CIOs and IT guys to get rid of support staff and replace them with something automated. or to outsource them. So yeah, I can see that happening. Some of these things, I don't know if it's gonna, you know, these lists where they say in the future this is what's gonna happen, they're all always kind of funny, because if you go back 10, 20, 30, 40 years and see the lists they published back then,
right,
it's kind of hit and miss. Some things happened and some things didn't. Like, remember we were gonna be a paperless society?
Yeah, that's right.
Jokes about that. Yeah, it turned out to be quite the opposite. We ended up generating more paper.
That's right.
So we'll see how some of these things, I'm not sure about things like bookkeepers and stuff. We'll have to see how that goes. But I can definitely see bank tellers. Even now, I don't know, in grocery stores, I don't know if you remember when they first started introducing the self-service, you know, things in grocery stores, how a lot of people hated that.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do it. They wanted to have a real cashier. And now it's the opposite. You see people that, you go into stores, some grocery stores don't have the self-service, and you see people complaining about that. I don't want to stand in line to talk to a person, just give me the self. So now people, and I think too, with the newer generations, I think we're going to see these newer, what do they call them now, Gen Z, Gen Y, I've lost track of all the gens, are actually acclimated to that, and maybe wanting to have right. more automation and less human interaction, because they understand the automation, then they can get through it faster.
True.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how that, this may be a natural evolution, but it may be something that people are just going to lean into.
We'll have to see what happens. But the trends are there, I think. If we watch them, we'll see what happens. So very good. Lewis, we're out of time.
Trends are trending.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to say, but we will catch up to you in a couple of weeks. We'll be not here next week, but week after. How's that?
All righty. Well, thank you, and everybody have a great week. Thanks,
all right.
Scott.
You too. Thank you very much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He joins me every Monday at this time for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.